University of Kansas. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
Just a reminder that you can find a complete list of all the Kansas 250 bookshelf books on the State Library of Kansas's website. That's librarykS.gov. The time is 7 o'clock. Weekend Edition Saturday is next.
Medical groups and many leading infectious disease and public health experts. Rob Stein, NPR News.
This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Republican Secretary of State Scott Schwab is the latest candidate to name a running mate in a crowded race for governor. He's trying to round out his ticket by picking a rural state lawmaker. Stephen Caranda has this report from the Kansas News Service.
Schwab is from the Johnson County suburbs, and in contrast to that, he picked Republican State Representative Ken Rogers as his running mate. Schwab says it's because of his expertise in agriculture and rural issues. Rogers is from north central Kansas and is currently the chair of the House Agriculture Committee, meaning he's one of the most powerful state lawmakers handling those issues. He's also worked on legislation aimed at reducing other rural challenges, like a lack of attorneys. The filing deadline is Monday, so more candidates will likely be finalizing their tickets. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda in Lawrence.
An advocacy group says nearly 22,000 Kansans have lost food benefits since passage of President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill last July. That number includes more than 10,000 children. The group Kansas Appleseed released information this week detailing the legislation's impact on low-income Kansas families. Citing a report by the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, the group says statewide enrollment in the food assistance program, SNAP, has dropped 12% since Trump signed the bill into law. The law cuts SNAP funding by billions of dollars. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
We've got partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area this morning. We're expecting some rain in the KPR area in the next hour. Our forecast for the day calls for mostly sunny skies. Again, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today in the mid-80s. It's 69 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival, announcing a night for the history books. Bill Curtis remembers on the 60th anniversary of the Topeka tornado, Monday, June 8th at Washburn University in Topeka. Details at kansasbookfestival.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. If you missed my recent conversation with Bill Curtis on Prairie Journal from his book launch event, you can find it online at kansaspublicradio.com. www.kansasbookfestival.org. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, tomorrow marks the beginning of Pride Month. Actually, I guess it's Monday that marks the beginning of Pride Month. And formal events celebrating gay culture mostly happen in June. And for years, corporations jumped on the bandwagon and then slowly toned down that support. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Organizers say it may help actually refocus the emphasis on Pride. That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio.
Join us for KPR 105 Live from the Dole Institute. Food trucks, family activities, and concerts from artists all over the state of Kansas every Thursday in June. Food trucks starting at 11:30 and music at 1 p.m.
It is pouring outside here in Lawrence. That 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms happening right now in Lawrence. Highs today in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Again, it's pouring in Lawrence at 70 degrees. You can expect rain in Emporia in the next hour. Rain in Topeka at 69.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Made in Cookware.
She left her older son in Cuba when she fled to the U.S. with baby Ada.
That moment represented like a kind of original sin.
Join me, Adrian Florido, as I talk with Ferrer about her new memoir, Keeper of My Kin, here on All Things Considered.
You can hear NPR's All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, supporting, coordinating, and elevating Kansas trails as key assets for outdoor recreation, community health, tourism, and rural vitality. Details at kstrails.org.
If you missed my conversation with Mike Scanlon, the executive director of Kansas Trails, Inc., you can find it on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Lots of people across the country are marking America's 250th, our semi-quincentennial, with historical events, red, white, and blue clothing, etc. But why are people in India marking the occasion on their rickshaws? That coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. We are having some very heavy rain right now in Lawrence. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies today, highs in the mid-80s. It's raining in Atchison at 68 degrees, 68 in Manhattan, 70 degrees in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
And this is Weekend Edition. From NPR News, I'm Scott Simon.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. From Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org.
This week's Retro Cocktail Hour takes you on a nonstop staycation with tunes by Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66, the Michel Legrand Orchestra, and the new exotic sounds of Mark Riddle. I'm Daryl Brogdon. The music is always shaken, not stirred, on the Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday. The latest news from NPR coming up in just about 1 minute. Whether your passion is for unbiased, in-depth news, beautiful music, or fascinating conversations, you can feed your passion right here with KPR. Show your passion for KPR by giving now at kansaspublicradio.org. And from all of us at KPR, thanks for your support.
It's currently under review by the White House. Agency Chair Andrea Lucas has argued, quote, the way to stop discriminating based on race is to stop discriminating based on race. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Thousands of Kansas families have lost their food assistance after new federal requirements for the programs. Roger Nomer of the Kansas News Service has this report.
A study from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities found more than 21,000 Kansans have lost access to SNAP because of cuts to the program and tighter work requirements added to federal law. Advocacy groups are especially concerned because more than 10,000 of those are children. Losing SNAP means it's tougher for them to access programs like free school meals. Elizabeth Kiever is the chief resource officer with Harvesters, a regional food bank. She says food insecurity has an impact on education and long-term health.
Unfortunately, right now, with the implementation of H.R. 1, we've seen a dimming on the futures of so many kids right now.
Harvesters is asking legislators to put food assistance support into the upcoming federal farm bill. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Roger Nomer in Wichita.
Republican Secretary of State Scott Schwab is the latest candidate to name a running mate in the crowded race for governor. He's named Representative Ken Rogers as his running mate. Schwab says it's because of his expertise in agriculture and rural issues. Rogers is from North Central Kansas and is currently the chair of the House Agriculture Committee. KU set new attendance records in its first ever regional held in Lawrence. KU beat Northeastern 6-3. They go on to play Arkansas at 5 p.m. today.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at Hewlett.org.
It's a rainy morning here in northeastern Kansas. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny skies later today, but a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of us have seen some of that rain already this morning. Highs today in the mid-80s. A 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows in the mid-60s. It's 71 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Douglas County Master Gardeners Native Plant Sale, Saturday, May 30th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Over 10,000 plants native to this area and grown locally. Details at dgemgks.org.
You may know her best as Sheldon's mom from the Big Bang Theory. But she's been nominated for a Tony for her performance in Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman. Coming up, it's a conversation with actress Laurie Metcalf on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 8:19. This is KPR.
I'm Windsor Johnston with these headlines.
And this is NPR News.
A woman building a case to take down the mob decided to trust a madam whose brothel business the mob was terrorizing.
Two women coming together to advance some good in the world, even though they weren't friends.
A history stranger than fiction and all the latest news, Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio from 7 to 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. I'll be back tomorrow. Aisha Roscoe hosting Weekend Edition Sunday. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Has the price of gas changed the way you fill up? Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, Alina Saluk says, across the country, it is changing the way we shop. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. You can reach an engaged and influential audience when you become a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Find out more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
Looks like most of the heavy rainfall has moved on. Highs today in the mid-80s. It's 72 in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from the station of New York.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Join us for KPR 105 Live from the Dole Institute. Food trucks, family activities, and concerts from artists all over the state of Kansas every Thursday in June. Food trucks starting at 11:30 and music at 1 p.m.
I may have spoken too soon when I said it looked like most of the heavy rain had moved out of our area. It looks like some of it is going to be coming back. Isolated thunderstorms in Emporia right now. It's 72 degrees. We're expecting rain again here in Lawrence at 73. Atchison, expect rain coming in soon. Partly cloudy skies in Manhattan at 71 degrees. Cloudy in Topeka, 72 degrees. The time is 9 o'clock. This is KPR. From NPR.